Someone asked me if they are allowed to go skydiving, so it runs into a potential issue of v'nishmartim ma'od l'nafshos seichem, that we should live lives when we are careful and we do things that are essentially risk-free. We or things that where there's a we try to avoid risks to our health and to our well-being. Based on this concept, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav, that a person is not allowed to pass under a shaky wall or a shaky bridge because you can't place yourself in a dangerous situation. But there are exceptions to this rule. So, for example, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, cites the Pasuk, Ve'elav hu nosei es nafsho, and from Devarim Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tes Vav, that says that a person puts his life on the line. And the Gemara said, "V'nei ma'ala zeh ba'kevesh v'nitla ba'ila u'masar es atzma l'misa lo al scharo." Why the person climbed the ramp, become suspended from the tree, and give his life over to death? Why did he put himself in a risky situation? Was it not for his wages and for parnasa? It seems that there's a greater allowance or earn a livelihood. There seems to be a greater allowance that to place yourself in somewhat risky situations. In fact, the Note of Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Yoredeya Simon Yud, discusses the issue of going hunting. And he makes a distinction between someone who goes hunting for his parnasa. He says that, he cites this Gemara in Bava Metzia, and he says that people who, that someone is poor and he does this lemichyaso for his parnasa, lazeh hatorah itira, the Torah allows you to go hunting. Kamo kol sochare yamim eiver layam, anyone who's a sailor. Again, it was dangerous in the day to go on the ships at sea because could be a dangerous situation there as well. But letzorach michyaso for parnasa, then halacha allows you to take significant risk. We balance the need and the danger. What about not for parnasa? Are you allowed to take risks not for parnasa? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, which talks about the practice of bloodletting. And apparently during certain days of the week, on Tuesdays, for various reasons, it was not so safe. It was risky to engage in the practice of bloodletting. Apparently, also Friday was also Erev Shabbos. There was also this kind of problem of going bloodletting. This also this risk. But Gemara answers came in the Dashu Bei Rabim Shomer Psalim Hashem, because the multitudes have already been accustomed to bloodletting on Erev Shabbos. Hashem will protect the fools or the simple-minded. So there seems to be this allowance when the masses engage in this practice, then there might be an allowance. After all, the Chalkus Yaakov in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Lamed Alav, says, how can someone go ba'oto baviron? How can someone go on a plane or a car? Because we know that unfortunately, there are accidents that happen. But since Dashu Bei Rabim, since this is something, a risk that is accepted by society, even not for Parnassa purposes, so this would be permissible. This is an acceptable risk. This is accepted by the rest of society. So this seems to be permitted. What if, and the truth is, the parameters of Dashu Bei Rabim is subject to some dispute. For example, the Achiezer and Chelek Aleph, Evan Ezer, Simon Chav Gimel, states that Shomer Psalim Hashem, that allowance, Hashem will protect the fools, the simple-minded, only applies if the risk is very minute. But it's a very significant risk. You may not have the leniency of Shomer Psalim Hashem. So the truth is, I spoke to two different Rashi Yeshiva, and they gave me different answers regarding the skydiving question. One Rashi Yeshiva told me that you're always balancing the value versus the potential danger, the benefit-risk analysis. So when it comes to Parnassa, so there's a strong value, so you're allowed to engage in a lot of risk. However, this Rashi Yeshiva felt that there's absolutely no benefiting to skydiving. No, you want to see the world, you want to see whatever area you're skydiving over. So this thrill, there's no benefit whatsoever. So he felt even if there was a slight risk, he felt that it should be forbidden. However, another Rosh Yeshiva felt that skydiving, especially if you go tandem skydiving, this is really an insignificant risk. I look at a statistic which said there's one fatality per 500,000 jumps over the past 10 years with an experienced skydiving instructor. So because of that, in other words, you have your Parnassa case where you're allowed to engage significant risk for the purpose of Parnassa. You have the option to do so. And then you have your case where there is some risk, and then it may depend on whether society accepts it. But if there's really an insignificant risk, even if a lot of people don't want to do it, if their fear is irrational because the risk is so insignificant, then there would be no problem to engaging in this practice. And this is why this other Rosh Yeshiva thought that it would be permitted to go skydiving.